Welcome to Simple Engineering 5.0. Our goal is to empower your civil engineering career success by harnessing the full potential of computer-based technology, giving you the edge you need to excel. My name is Modeste Muhire. I go by Mo. I'm a civil engineer licensed in both the US and Canadian jurisdictions, a Bentley accredited iTwin developer, open road designer trainer, a champion for digital integration in civil engineering. I hope you enjoy the podcast and share it with others. Civil engineering designers are communicators par excellence. Because the key to be a good designer is to be able to convey information from different languages to languages that people can understand. If there is a need on a project and we want to move from A to B, that's a demand. There is a demand for a path or a road to move from A to B. Fundamentally, that's a mathematical language question. But if we're to go to a meeting and just talk about numbers, people may be like, how does that look like? So it's critical that not only we need to have a good understanding of the mathematical component, the mathematical rules guiding engineering solutions, we also need to provide a visual representation of the solution. In this way, someone can be like, okay, I see. The road is going to look like this. It's going to affect this path. It's going to affect this element. So the combination of the mathematical language and the visual languages is key to a good design. And sometimes we may forget that. We may forget that the goal of design is to be able to communicate the intent behind the design. When this is done right, we see projects that are completed on time, projects that contractors want to work on, projects that are efficient. I do recall attending a meeting and they were discussing the state of design, saying how some contractors, before they bid on a project, they first ask, who's the designer? I was very intrigued hearing about that. The reason why they ask is because they know some of the designs are not consistent. Some of the designs are not clear. Some of the designs are confusing. As an engineer, I encourage you to think of your role as a communicator. Because if it's done right, everyone's going to succeed. And the error of designer is because it's like a bridge connecting many different worlds. If it's not done right, it causes a lot of problems. First, if the mathematics and the engineering is not right, that's catastrophe. And also if the visuals are not clear, we miss out on critical input, especially for those who are not as fluent in engineering language. With the advance of technology, we have the ability to be able to process the engineering rules in more efficient ways, but also come up with presentation that looks like the real-life finished product. And that's an advantage. In the past, the only representation, most of the representations were 2D, were on paper. And people try to make sense of, okay, connecting plans, there's a plan view, there's a profile, there's a cross section. And sometimes, as we try to wrap our mind around that, we may miss key information. But the benefit of the advanced technology is that now we can put all the information in one location and we can see end product, how our eyes is going to capture that at the end or at any phase of the construction. It is very powerful. Some of the challenges have been that most work is done by different teams and they use different softwares, and some softwares are not compatible with other ones. When I was taking the iTwin course, learning about creating digital twins, one thing that stood out is how it can take information from different type of softwares. You have work done in AutoCAD, we have work done with MicroStation, we have work done by Revit, and it can combine all the information in one location. And you can visualize the finished product. And that's also a benefit of advanced technology, because we're moving from the silos, we're moving from just products that work with just themselves in the era where we can get information from different sources and still be able to communicate the intent of the design. And as a designer, I really want to encourage you to think in these terms. Be able to say, okay, if I was going to go to the other side, can I understand what's going on? Can this be built at the end? Can this allow a conversation about the project to take place? When we have those questions, when we have that mindset, when we have that framework in mind, we are able to create and fulfill the role of communicators in a very efficient way. I give you an example of iTwin because that's the one I used a few days ago, combining sources from different locations. But the spirit and the idea behind this, the idea of getting information from different softwares, understanding that they all share some fundamental information. If you're working that's your world, you realize that every component has a location. Every component will have to deal with X, Y, Z coordinates. Every physical component has dimensions, which is also related to the coordinates. So those understanding help us to see any package that we work with as a subset of the general information we're trying to present. Because at the end of the day, any product, any software that we work with is trying to capture the world from a specific angle. It can be trying to capture the world from a structural point of view. It may be trying to capture the world from a water point of view. It may be trying to capture the world from a geometrical point of view. But every single one of the tools that we use is really capturing a portion of the natural world that we live in. And the goal of technology, the future goal of technology, is really to be able to get what they call digital twin. It's like what we see in the world. Can we capture all the information now in a digital format so that we can track the progress of the structure, track the progress of water, do modeling, do a lot of modeling? Because the moment we do modeling in the computer, the good thing is that you can do a test and you can go back to zero, to the baseline, without harming anything. But those tests cannot be done in the real world, because sometimes when we take action, we cannot undo that. So this ability to be able to get the reward, the physical world, the digital form, and evaluate different options, it's one of the advantages of technology. And as a designer, it's going to empower you to be able to communicate the intent, to communicate options, the solutions that are being considered, and evaluate different possibilities. And I encourage you three, explore the different ways that we can integrate different solutions that we work on in our designs. And I encourage you to explore packages actually don't work with very often. Try to understand how do they structure information. I bet you'll be amazed by the similarities between different packages and the complementarity of the picture that they present. I'm looking forward to what we discover as you work on discovering different tools and how they integrate with each other. Are the best in the integration of computer-based technology on your projects. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this podcast. Please rate, review, and share this work with others to help civil engineering professionals thrive in the 5.0 era. If you use LinkedIn, I would like to connect with you. You can find me by typing Modeste Muhire with more in parentheses. Thank you so much.